also now a very short perspective from John Scheidler. And again, there'll be more time to catch up on John's standard developments in the EU pavilion this afternoon. But a quick intro, John. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nick, and welcome to everybody here in the room. My name is John Scheidler. I'm the chairman of ISO Technical Committee 207 Subcommittee 4 on Environmental Performance Evaluation, president of a consultancy in the United States called Future Past, and my work with ISO 14030, the Green Bond Standard, is funded by NSF, a US-based verification body to whom I'm grateful for their support. So the standards that we're developing on green bonds and green loans in Subcommittee 4 are expected to be published in 2020. As you know, TC207's scope relates broadly to environmental management, and ISO 14030 fits within our scope because its purpose is to define what makes a debt instrument green. This is the only attribute that is being standardized by ISO 14030. All other matters relating to the issuance of a bond or loan are outside the scope of this document. ISO working groups are comprised of experts nominated by member bodies, and we have a very hard-working group of experts representing many sectors, including members of the financial community. And we also have liaison members, including the International Capital Market Association, the Climate Bond Standard, WWF, and the European Commission. So the intended users of this standard are issuers of bonds and other fixed income debt instruments. We just started a separate part on green loans, which will address two types of borrowers. First, the borrowers of very large sums, typically corporate borrowers, will use the green loan part in ways that are very similar to issuers of green loans. We call this type of lending wholesale to distinguish it from retail lending, which is to a large number of very small-scale borrowers. And the key difference between wholesale lending and retail lending is in the management of the processes used to ensure that the loan meets ISO 14030 criteria. In retail lending, the lender and borrower have shared responsibilities. The lender ensures that a program of lending at the retail level, such as for residential solar power installation, will meet ISO 14030 requirements. The borrower will agree not only to repay the loan, but also to respect any special green covenants that may be included in the loan contract. So the goals of the 14030 standards are to encourage the issuance of green debt instruments that encourage climate change mitigation and adaptation, healthy natural habitats, water resource management and conservation, waste minimization, and pollution prevention. In short, we hope to encourage the allocation of capital to green purposes rather than brown ones, and to provide issuers and investors with clear standards on how the two can be distinguished. This will help prevent greenwashing, where issuers of debt obligations claim environmental benefits that do not hold up well under scrutiny. In technical terms, users of ISO 14030 will be able to claim conformity to our standard only if they demonstrate conformity to its requirements through a verification audit. So we deal with green bonds and green loans in separate parts. And the reason for this is the terminology differs. In green bonds, we have issuers and investors. In green loans, we have lenders and borrowers. And in addition, the retail lending activity is sufficiently different from wholesale lending that a treatment of this type of financial transaction is best handled in a separate document from green bonds. We will have a taxonomy. I don't have time to go into the details of the taxonomy, but that's a very critical component of the 14,030 parts. We also have a part on verification, which is critical to the whole series of standards, because it ensures that the green loans and the green bonds comply with all of the requirements in ISO 14,030. Looks like I'm out of time, but you can contact me at that email address, and please come if you're able to the EU Pavilion at 4:30 for a longer discussion on this topic. Thank you very much.
John, thank you so much. And I'm going to